Joe Biden has a lot of fun with Jay Leno's cars on anniversary of Kabul bombing, slain Marine's dad slams as tone deaf. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 28, 2022. The father of a Marine killed in last year's terrorist bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, slammed President Joe Biden for spending the one-year anniversary of the attack filming a playful segment with comedian Jay Leno. Friday marked the one-year anniversary of the 2021 Kabul airport attack that left 13 U.S. service members dead during President Joe Biden's disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that also left hundreds of Americans stranded in the country, which was swiftly taken over by the Taliban following America's departure. On Friday, Biden filmed a playful segment about cars for an upcoming episode of Jay Leno's Garage, according to a report by the Daily Mail. Meanwhile, the father of Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, one of the 13 U.S. service members killed in Kabul last year, spent his Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, where his son lies. "He is tone-deaf and insensitive. It's ridiculous," Hoover told Daily Mail. "I don't expect the world to stand still to celebrate our children, but at least do something. We went to Arlington and laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Why can't he do something in memory of all 13? The father continued. "It needs to be reflected on and remembered. To have such a solemn ceremony, to have people there, the meaning of it," he added. "Nothing is going to change, but it goes a long way in helping to know they are not going to be forgotten." Meanwhile, Biden appeared to be in high spirits while talking to the media about his time with Leno on Friday. "It was great, a lot of fun," the president said. "We talked about how electric cars are going to change the nation of our environment in the United States. It was really good. It was even more fun to drive an old Corvette," Biden added. "And that Ford Lightning, man, I got to drive that again, too. That was a fast sob." While Biden did not appear to visit Arlington National Cemetery to pay his respects to the U.S. service members killed in Kabul last year, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre suggested the president covered his bases by issuing a statement, according to a transcript of her media briefing. When asked about Hoover's remarks, Jean-Pierre said, "This is an incredibly important day that he wants to make sure that he acknowledged, which is why he put out the statement." But he and the First Lady have not lost focus on those families or any of the families that have lost loved ones in this 20-year war. "Because that, remember, we were there for two decades. And we lost a lot of lives," the press secretary added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.